Chapter 10. A month later, David drove Tom across the bridge over the river. This was Tom's first visit back there after the flood. He looked out as a boat passed under the bridge and watched a swan swim out of the way. David drove up the high street. Tom looked at the cars parked on the road and the people who were shopping. It was all very normal. David parked the car outside the house and they got out.
"Your new car is nice," said Tom.
"Yes, it is," said David. That is a positive outcome of the flood.
"What about the house?" said Tom. "You can't just get a new one of those."
"No," said David. "I have to clean this one. It is a mess. And it smells."
"Yuck," said Tom. "It really does smell. What is that noise?"
"That's the machine in the corner," said David. "It's a dehumidifier. It is drying the house very slowly." Tom looked at the dark marks on the walls and the bare floor where the carpets used to be. It was not very cozy anymore. "It will take a long time to clean it properly."
"What would you like to do today?" said David.
"We should go out and get some fresh air."
"Let's go down to the river," said Tom.
"The river?" David said in surprise. "After the flood, you still want to see the river?"
"Of course," said Tom.
"The river is even more interesting now. They say climate change will make flooding more common. Maybe I will grow up and help stop flooding." David was impressed. His son was very brave.
"And I want to know if the ducks are okay," said Tom.
David laughed. Then his phone rang. It was Tom's mum.
"Hello, Mel," said David.
"I just thought I'd call and see if everything is okay," she said.
David smiled. "Everything is fine."
"That's good," said Mel.
"What are you going to do today?"
"We're going to look at the river," said David.
"The river?" said Mel.
"Why would you go and look at the river? It's not safe."
David and Tom looked at each other. David smiled at Tom, and Tom smiled back.
"It'll be fine.
We'll call you back later," said David, and he hung up the phone.
"Right, let's get our shoes on," said David. "And this time I will remember to take some bread with us."